Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the news came down last night. I think it came down either right before the hockey game or just during the hockey game that Jeremy Roach was entering the NBA draft, putting his name in the transfer portal as well. So let's talk things over with Connor O'Neill. Devils Illustrated at Connor O'Neill underscore DI. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. It's not really a surprise, I'm sure. I would imagine it has to be tied to the two returns, Caleb Foster and Tyrese Proctor, no?
Yeah, they're really, when you start looking at what next year's roster could look like, do you really think John Shire wants to play three guards in the starting lineup again?
No.
So, you know, once the dominoes fell, I think it was a podcast Monday. You know, the reports already came out last week with Proctor coming back. And then over the weekend, like somehow the YouTube for the podcast got teased and said that Caleb Foster was going to announce he was coming back. So the dominoes had already kind of fallen, and the Jeremy Roach situation was kind of the last one. And it's, you know, that the writing was on the wall there. And I went through the whole season thinking that he was not going to want to come back for a fifth season in Durham and have to learn a whole new batch of freshmen all over again. I mean, it's felt like he spent 3 years in college being the oldest guy on the roster, because he kind of has.
Yeah. Yeah. He was put in a very difficult position. He's probably somebody that, given his druthers, would have rather finished at Duke. No,
I think so. Honestly, I think given his druthers, he would rather be a professional basketball
player. Sure, okay, yeah.
I think he's going to pursue every avenue in terms of G League or overseas or being on the end of somebody's NBA roster. But, you know, if he can make... throw a number out there, $600,000 playing for somebody like Kentucky who's already been attached to him. I don't know how you can fault a kid for that.
Oh, no, I definitely do not fault him. And the fact that this year Duke did try to play three guards, and next year they obviously would not play three guards because they have so many other wing options and guys that absolutely have to play. It puts Duke now in a position of you've got two guards, but with the exit also of Jalen Blakes, they don't have anybody that knows the system at guard in a backup role. How hard? I know John Shire said at Connor O'Neill of Devils Illustrated, we're pretending now, at Connor O'Neill underscore DI. Either way, it works. He said that we did it in a different way this year. They didn't use the portal. Does John need to go into the portal for now two, maybe even three different players?
I think two is a certainty. I think you need a veteran guard who's going to come in, and you're not going to have to rely on two, you know, the point guards for Duke this year were Proctor and Foster.
Right.
I mean, Roach did not, I see Jeremy Roach labeled as a point guard by some people, and it's like, wow, you have not watched Duke in quite a while if you think he's Duke's point guard. I think John has to get a guard, and I think John has to get...
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
somebody who can probably play the four, because the feeling is Cooper Flagg is his natural position is small forward.
Right.
And so he plays the three, and Kamen Malawak, the 7'2", South Sudan import is from the NBA Africa Academy, yeah, is going to play the five. And so they're looking for some veteran experience inside. And of course, the four in modern basketball doesn't even play inside that much. He just needs to stretch the floor and maybe have one post up move in his arsenal.
Right.
But yeah, I think two is a certainty, and I would not be surprised if all three scholarships get used on portal guys.
Connor O'Neill is joining us here. Before we move on to whatever's coming in, do you get the sense that we're going to have more outgoings?
I don't think so. We've already got the Proctor and Foster news. That really leaves the only two, unless one of the signees asks out of their letter.
Right.
You're really only looking at Sean Stewart and TJ Power, and it kind of feels like Jeremy was going to be the last decision. It feels like, okay, they've got their four returning, they've got their six incoming. Now, what do they do with the three open scholarships in the portal to play with? You know, Sean Stewart was a high school teammate of Cooper Flagg's for a year at Mount Verde.
Uh-huh.
Grant Hills is his mentor. Like, he told me multiple times during the NCAA tournament how great it was to see Grant, because he was in Brooklyn and in Dallas,
right,
where Duke was. I mean, maybe in 11 months, we're having a different conversation with how Sean's sophomore year goes.
Okay.
Right now, I think he's locked into Duke. And I look at TJ Power and I think if he was going to leave, he would have done it by now. Like, there's got to be some kind of understanding of where he fits into the rotation right now. And what Duke, I'm sure Duke is not sitting there telling him, well, we're going to have three open scholarships next year. Like, they're going to use those scholarships, and
right,
one of them or two of them are probably going to be used at a position where TJ Power could be playing. So that would lead me to believe that he's okay with that situation and he wants to stay at Duke and further develop. Again, at least, you know, these are all now like 11-month conversations.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the same about Sean Stewart. Like, Mark Mitchell had to go because his position needs somebody who can, you know, stretch the floor. Even for all of his versatility defensively, offensively, there's not the versatility. So somebody who's going to play that position needs to be able to step away from the basket and be a shooter, be a threat. I mean, yeah, in many ways, Sean Stewart's position is the same, even though they're not the same player. But he is a power forward. And they've got other power forwards. Look, they've got recruits that probably won't play a ton either. You know, whether it's the kid from Africa or Patrick Ngongba, who I know I butchered the name. I apologize in advance. But there are some other guys who are probably, because they have still a lot of developing to do, might have a hard time getting on the floor. Like, I hope Sean Stewart plays. I hope he's not, you know, I won't say wasting another year at Duke, but the potential is for it to be a year where he's a lightly used reserve again.
Yeah, the one thing I see with Sean Stewart is the path forward, I think he can play the four and the five. I think Patrick Ngongba was dealing with I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to say both. It was either a foot or a knee injury for most, if not all, of the season. So he's going to be a little further behind than a normal freshman would who just played their senior year of high school.
Right.
And I think Sean Stewart, even though you're going to look at, well, when Duke was great defensively last year, they had 7'1" Derek Lively playing center. And when they, you know, when they were good defensively with Mark Williams protecting the rim, Mark Williams is 7'1" with a ridiculous wingspan.
Right.
Sean Stewart's only 6'9". How can he play the five? Well, Sean Stewart can get up quicker than those guys. He can make up for it with the rim protection that he brings with his verticality. So I think that's his that's his path toward more playing time. It's not just that he's locked in at the four position.
Connor O'Neill is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Last thing. We know Flagg is, man, they're going to run a lot of things through him. I've heard that he's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of point forward with him. Isaiah Evans is another guy that's probably going to be on the floor. How many of these other recruits that are coming in do you think are, I guess, comfortable with their roster the way it's going to look?
I am so curious what Isaiah Evans' game is going to translate to in college. He is a volume and streaky shooter. And I say those things not in a derogatory sense, not knocking his game, but when he's in rhythm, I mean, give him the ball and get out of the way. But that can also lead to some empty possessions and some poor shot selection.
Right.
That is what accompanies that type of game.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tom Neupel did not play the greatest competition up in Wisconsin, but he is a lights out shooter. And that's, I've spent the last couple years saying that I don't know if Jared McCain's really going to be a knockdown shooter. When's the last time somebody came to Duke with the reputation in high school of being a sniper three-point right. specialist, and it actually played out that way? Well, Jared McCain proved that wrong in a hurry this
yeah.
year. I think Tom Neupel can be that type of player. And the one guy that we went through the last 2 years thinking, okay, he's the developmental piece of this class. Like he's not going to be where the other guys are, is Darren Harris. And Darren Harris might have had a better senior season than anybody not named Cooper Flagg.
Right.
His team, St. Paul the Sixth, where Jeremy Roach came from and where right. Trevor Keels came from, they finished runner-up in the high school national championship to Cooper Flagg and the undefeated Mount Baird team. So, look, you get into trouble when you start penciling in, like, four freshmen to be in your top five or six scorers. Like, I don't think that's ever going to be the recipe for a team to win a national championship again.
Yep.
But this is the time of year where you look at it and it's like, well, as far as the teams that are portal shopping goes, Duke is in a pretty unique position because they do have freshmen that are coming in with a lot of hype and that you think really highly of because you haven't seen their limitations through the prism of what they can do in college.
Connor O'Neill, appreciate your time, my friend. Good to talk with you. We'll talk again very soon. We'll bring up Deacons Illustrated next time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, man. Connor O'Neill. At Connor O'Neill underscore DI. So now we got clarity, at least on Jeremy Roach and all of that, and we can move on to other schools down the road.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.